Looking upon a dismal, overcast day, we see a small encampment through the encroaching fog. Small huts draped in tartans line a small riverbed, and wisps of smoke from smoldering campfires blanket the area. Of these buildings, one is slightly larger, and through the window we see several men and women gathered around a long table discussing something important.
It's not as simple as all that. We've tried to make alliance with all the nearby clans. Some have even given troops, but it's not enough. Our meager forces couldn't even hold the line against one contingent of the McCade army, much less one from Gildas. I fear without a miracle, we don't stand a chance. I sent word off to...
The makeshift pelt door is thrown open as a squat halfling enters. He wears fine purple clothing, but the war paint drawn on his face belays any thought of nobility. He carries a bundle of some kind wrapped in a fur. Dalvin, quick, put this on! The halfling unwraps the fur, exposing the skull of some great stag, fashioned in the form of a helm. He hands the helm to the man and begins pinning the fur to his back.
Who are you? What is the meaning of this?
No time to explain fully. I know your daughter. I've been off doing things, namely courting with the barbarian tribes and interesting folk. I've told them you were brought back from the dead and will lead them to a great victory. They're a very superstitious lot. The halfling finishes tying the fur to the man.
Look, I don't know what you're trying to do here, young man, but now is not the time for mischief. We are in the middle of a very serious meeting.
The sound of 1,000 feet, man and beast alike, begin to grow in the distance. The halfling looks at the man and smiles. When you send word to Dagna of your new army, tell her Corvino sends his warmest regards.
Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the soundbite.
What up, Craig?
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Ben, who plays Cyrus.
No.
Callus. Callus.
No.
Keep it rolling.
Look into my eye.
Matt, who plays Cyrus.
I thought it was Callus.
Oh my god, that's my fault. Kyle, who plays Cam.
Now recording.
Lauren, who plays Dagna.
The tiefling and the half-orc were in love. You can't deny this fact. Thanks, Wolfmaster.
Stephanie,
oh my god, rolling. I love it.
That was good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Hey guys, now that we got all of our puns out of the way, how's everyone doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
I'm good.
I'm okay. Not a kobold.
I am.
That fucking sucks.
Whoops, Daisy.
That is a thing that happened.
That is the core of what happened last week.
Pretty much.
Or let me just say that, Sean, I want to say it's not unfair that you have like kind of upped the danger level and had us up against some tough creatures. What is unfair is that as a campaign, we cannot roll above a 6 or something like that.
That it's is bad. True.
It's very bad. So while all of your creatures are likely level appropriate, we just need you to start nerfing shit.
I've made it a little bit more difficult. Not by much, though.
We're dying here, Sean.
Can we at least say it's not my fault?
Can we do beginner's D&D,
we can
please?
Try.
Yeah.
Say it's not your fault, but will the listeners believe us?
No.
This is a disclaimer. Not all the roles that you hear today are my fault.
All the ones that are not above
fake
10
news.
Are not your fault.
I gotta tell you guys, honestly, we are just flipping. Our roles are awful.
You got some
like,
good
they
karma
are killing
coming.
Us. Maybe.
Do we?
I hope, because I'd hate to TPK you
not
guys.
Good.
This is going to be a very short season if this keeps up.
Hey, yep. I mean, You know, Kyle still hasn't changed his character at all yet.
That's true. Mm. Oh, that's pretty
cool. He's the only one left.
Don't give him any ideas.
You're our last hope, Kyle.
Shut up.
Poor Fox.
Shut up. Stop drawing attention to me. What are you doing?
Maybe if he pays attention to you, he'll pay less attention to me.
We've all died, so now it's your turn.
So
die.
Well,
I'm dead.
Well, yeah, you did die.
So did I.
And so did Lauren.
I was mostly saying that to Steph, who was saying we all died, and she didn't die.
I died.
Technically, she did. You're not dead.
You voluntarily.
That was a plot death.
Yeah, well.
I still have yet to actually kill you.
This is true. I was not killed by you. This is true.
So,
but you're also blue now.
I've only been body killed be by me. So, all right, anyway.
All right.
What's up?
We're on a boat.
What are we doing?
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
Well, I was going to go have a conversation with Dagna, but I don't know if there was anything else that needed to be done before then.
Go have your conversation with Dagna.
All right, cool. So after we, you know, get away from the other boat or whatever, I'm going to go to Dagna. Because Dagna, you went off like by yourself to go think, right? Okay.
I think it was also to take stock of what we have available to us on the ship.
Okay, awesome. So then I'm going to go find you. Dagna?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure that you were okay with what happened with the other boat.
You know, I will be.
One day?
Like, I mean, you know, I feel a little guilty, but at the same time, I also think that it was the right thing to do. So, gotta protect yourself and all that jazz, you know?
I know that we haven't known each other very long. And, you know, I guess there are times where not everything is black and white. You definitely seem to be one of those people that just runs off to save everyone, but the world is much harder than that.
Yeah, I'm a bit impulsive sometimes, but I'm learning that sometimes impulse can get you in a little bit of trouble.
Only sometimes.
You know, yeah, you're right. She's kind of scratched her head, like, oopsie's kind of in trouble, but she's not really, you know, sure, I guess.
You made the right call. Saving us was more important than saving them.
I don't know. I just felt like I didn't want to, but at the same time, I just kind of had a gut feeling that they would have left us completely and utterly, you know? So I don't know. It just, I may have been a little bit spiteful, too. So, I don't know. I just hope that, I didn't fuck up. Just, you know.
There are people in this world that are worth saving. They were not that. You have to choose your battles.
Who are those people to you, though, Boone?
Honestly, I saw them as not caring about me, so why should I care about them? They don't care if I die, so why would I sacrifice me for them? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying someone has to die for me. Never saying that at all. But they were looking out for them. So I will in turn look out for me.
Is that the only person you're going to look out for, though?
No, it is not. I am not all selfish. And I'm sorry if I've given you that impression.
No, you haven't. I'm still learning about everyone here. I'm still trying to find my place in this group. And I know that Cam and I have a weird friendship, but I don't know. I'm just trying to get used to everyone still. So if I just call off and do something stupid, then just call me out on it.
And I think that's fine. And I guess I also wanted to approach you because I'm quickly considering you someone close to me and somewhat of a friend. I know we're still new in our relationship, but I wanted to come to you to hopefully start our friendship. And that I will watch out for you and watch out for your best interests.
And Dagna's just going to grin really widely. Thanks. You're pretty spiffy, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the birth of Dune.
How long have you been waiting to say that?
I haven't. I just thought of it, and it's a beautiful thing.
Shoot, now I don't know what the hell to say to you. I know that I can come off harsh, and I guess I would like us to be friends. And I know that you're new to the party, and while the men that I've been traveling with are very, very odd, they're good men, and I would give my life for them, but I wouldn't for that captain. She's a jerk.
Yeah, she's kind of an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Boone, can I ask you something?
Maybe. Sure.
Long walk on the beach, long walk on the beach.
They're on a boat.
Okay, sorry. I'll stop.
No, you're fine, Sean.
You're very careful, and you're very guarded. And I know that's probably had a lot to do with things that have happened to you in the past. But you're so young. Why are you here? Not that I'm not happy that you're here, but, you know, it's just... Why are you here?
I honestly don't know. I feel like I was put on a path to go find who I am. And what I am, it's really weird and hard to explain and describe. I don't have a home anymore. And so I guess I'm just adventuring, trying to find my purpose, I guess is a better way to put it. I have a purpose, and I feel like it's an important one. At least that's the conclusion that I've drawn. I don't know what it is. And so I'm trying to find it and adventuring and making my way across Nallery until I find it.
Okay. I promise I won't get into too deep questions right now. After all, we are just friends.
But this is true.
I will look out for you too, to the best of my abilities. Just know that, you know, and even Cyrus, I will look out for. He walks on
even
the edge.
Even Cyrus.
Aww.
Listen, I think Cyrus is a good guy, but you gotta watch him. He's got some weird stuff going on.
I noticed, but I think as long as at least we can get along and have a basic understanding of each other, we'll get along fine, and we'll get far, hopefully. And who knows, maybe I can help you find your purpose, whatever it may be.
I would appreciate that. And I'm going to extend my hand to, like, shake your hand.
Dagna's going to, like, take her hand, shake it, and then pull her in for a hug.
Okay. Okay. All right, Dagna.
See, friends hug each other.
Okay, I was unaware of this custom, but yes, if that's okay. And then I kind of awkwardly hug her back.
just doing the awkward, like, pat her on the back.
Yeah. But also, like, she's, like, a lot smaller than me, too. So,
you have to reach down to pat down her back.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
And Dagna will release her, and... I'm just going to go and see what we have available to us on the ship, since I think I kind of got us in this situation in the first place. So, you wanna help me or keep lookout, or?
I got nothing else to do. So yeah, I'll go with you.
And they go search for shit together.
Gotta figure out what's on this ship.
I think at this point you hear like, something fall over, and if you look over it, you see Callus like fell on the floor because it looks like he was standing on a chair trying to reach a table. And chair fell over.
Hey there, Callus. Buddy. You doing okay?
Callus goes to like just like flip the table over in frustration. He's too short and weak to do it.
Do you need some help? Actually happens. Do you need some help, Callus?
So he just gets frustrated and, like, storms off.
I walk over and I flip the table. I got you, buddy.
So basically you're trying to get the bearings on your new body at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is... He's used to being much taller than this.
Oh.
And stronger and everything else, right?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily a lot stronger, but definitely stronger
good
than
enough.
Us.
So how tall was Kallus originally?
I don't know, he was like 5'10", 5'11", and now he is...
2 feet?
2'7". Oh.
That's quite the drop in stature.
I'm just yes. imagining a toddler with scales.
I guess I should also mention, since he's looks different now, he's just got he looks like an albino kobold, but his mm-hmm. eyes are still the same, like orange ember colored eyes, but otherwise just pale white scales.
Okay.
And Sean, did my clothes resize to fit me?
They did. They did. I'm not gonna be that guy.
All right.
I'm not gonna have you be a naked kobold.
Make Kallus.
Either that or it's a really cute kobold with sleeves that are too long.
Yeah, I want to see that.
He has to, like, Donald Duck it a little bit. You know?
It's a kobold in a big boy suit.
Done.
That sounds adorable.
Maybe we just need to find you two kobold friends and a trench coat.
I endorse this plan.
Well, that's enough dunking okay. on Ben's bad misfortune.
Listen, if he had just performed a little better.
Oh, I mean, a recap, it was with three it critical was... failures within five rolls.
Literally 1 point away on one of his rolls.
The first yeah. one. The first, he almost nailed it on the first one, and then just yep. every single thing after that was a triumphant failure.
I do feel kind of bad because Cyrus actually has a +7 to performance.
Oh, we all have better performance
you
checks.
All do.
But he grabbed the key.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm completely charisma-based. Like, it's, yeah, no, I have a great performance. Actually, no, I only have a +4, rather.
Should Either we way. Check on him?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I can talk to him.
You've got the most in common.
Yes, shit happens to us.
Okay, well, we're gonna go away now. Bye.
Then we run away.
And we run away.
I guess would there like while Cyrus is looking for Kallus, would he like find like alcohol on this boat or something like that, Sean?
There's some spoil. Here's the thing, that thing's been sitting in there for a long time. Everything that would be on here is like spoiled.
Good point.
Even like the wax seals have cracked and split. Like,
well, that sucks. So no drinking for poor Kallus. Kallus, you doing all right?
Oh, sorry.
Well, I've been better, I suppose. I've also been taller and not a kobold.
Yes, I can understand having not an agreeable situation happen to you, but we do the best we can, yeah?
I suppose. Although, this is going to make going anywhere very difficult. No. People did not like me already because I was a tiefling, but now I don't even know if I can go into town.
I'm sure we'll find a way. Even if we have to, we could sneak you in. You are very stealthy.
Great, I can just smuggle myself into towns now. That will make it much better when they find
in
me.
In someone's bag.
I mean, you could possibly disguise yourself as maybe a halfling. You're about the same height now.
Kallus just kind of looks at you and, like, motions to, like, the, like, a draconic snout he's got now.
You could wear a mask?
I do not know what kind of masks you have, but I have not seen one that would cover up this.
I am just trying to help, Kallus.
Yes, well, I suppose you are also... not exactly human anymore now.
No, I think that ship has sailed long ago. See, I did something funny there. We're on a ship and I said sail.
Uh, Actually, I've been meaning to ask you something, Cyrus.
Yes?
Well, with everything that happened with Brenna, I've been distracted from my original goal, but could you do me a favor? Could you paint something for me?
Oh, what kind of painting are you looking for?
If I describe a person for you, could you paint them?
I can try, but Kallus, are you sure you want me to do this? Because you've seen my past few paintings.
Exactly. That is exactly why I want you to paint this.
All right. If you trust me in this, I'll do it.
Well, close enough.
Interesting play, Ben.
So, who's this person?
So I want you to paint my friend. Hold on one moment, please. Ben forgot his name again. Tinker Gildrop, my old halfling friend.
Wasn't that the one you were originally looking for, who supposedly passed away?
Exactly. And I have a feeling that it may be connected to, well, whatever it is that is happening to you.
Oh, well, I'll
so
give
I
it
was
to my...
hoping that connection may come out in some way.
Well, I'll give it my best shot. That's all I can guarantee.
That's all I can really ask for.
And I guess Kallus and Cyrus will just like talk about his friend and like jot down details and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Sean?
Do you want to give a little bit of a description of what your last knowledge of this person was?
Ben did not actually think up a description for this person at all.
Ben,
you failed D&D.
You even played D&D.
God, Ben. More and more awful.
He's gonna kill us one day. Like, maybe in character and out of character. He's gonna kill us one day.
I can't even fucking blame him. I'm not even upset.
I can't either. What kind of assholes?
Yeah, I don't know. What kind of stuff should I describe then?
What race were they? Race, what do they look like? What's their hair color?
Okay.
Act like you're talking to a sketch artist for the police.
Good, I've done that a lot.
He's got a proficiency in it and everything.
You're an investigator, come on.
Yeah, Kallus knows exactly what to tell you. Ben less so. But, yeah, so he's a halfling. He had light brown hair, kind of a wide nose, and slightly darker complexion. Well, dark compared to me, at least. That doesn't mean much.
Any scars I need to know about?
Well, none that you could see with his shirt on. He had a scar that went from on his right shoulder, but you can't really see that.
That's probably not too important. I'm probably most likely going to have his shirt on when I paint him.
He seen him shirtless. They were lovers.
What was his name?
Tinker Gildrop.
Mr. Kallus. The second.
So would it be
so
Kit?
So it's Tinkallus? Tinkallus.
All right. Oh, I was going for like Kit or something like that.
Nope. Tinkle.
Tinkle. Tinkle.
Oh, God. That is an awful name.
Did he have tattoos that were seen easily, or do you have like a weird, other than the nose, like other strange features on his face?
He had green eyes.
We don't have to go into super deep, super deep detail, but I just kind of wanted a brief description. Okay, so are you going to
Any
paint that now while you're on the ship? Do you have all your stuff with you?
Yeah. It's like, I'll probably need to paint this on my own. Who knows what might happen? Like, don't want strange demons to suddenly appear or anything like that.
Are you sure you want to be alone during that? I mean, you don't want someone here to help you if demons appear?
I mean, if you wish, just give me some space to put together my canvas.
He's shy.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said, hey, Sean.
No, sorry.
So, Sean, do you want like a performance check for this or anything like that?
Give me a cons.
God,
would it be con?
Oh, you like
give me a save. Give me a con save.
Oh God.
Actually, a wisdom save. It'd probably be a wisdom save, actually.
Okay, I'm a little bit better with these. 15?
Yeah, you save, but you feel like something is initially trying to control your hand.
Can I feel like, is this like one side or the other, or?
This feels like it was trying to control you for ill.
Okay, I resist. Am I able to resist it?
Yes, with your save, you are able to resist it.
Okay. Do you need a performance on the painting itself?
No, I feel like with your recent, you know, skills in painting and all that, you're capable of doing a decent enough job. It's not above your abilities. It's not done by some other outside force. But you are able to paint a very accurate, good-looking painting of this halfling man that he described.
Is this the subject?
It looks like him.
I'm guessing you were hoping for something more there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of your will save, nothing happened.
Mm.
Or your wisdom save.
I'm sorry, Kallus. Nothing seemed to happen.
You could try to attempt again and intentionally fail it. Letting it take control of you.
Not the ill part.
But Matt,
let's see what happens when I'll try it again. Like maybe like. Reach out to the other side, like the good sides, like, please help me.
Okay. Give me a religion check.
Oh, jeez. 18.
18. You feel a connection with the good side.
Like, if they reach back, I'll let them have control.
Okay. Yeah, so you basically begin to paint. And as you do, you're painting very much the same as you did last time. And then when you sign... You sign the words, "Don't give in. Great evil has befallen his friend."
Is this like in a script he can read or only I can read?
It's a script that both of you can read. It's written in common.
I take a look and it's like, not exactly the good news I was hoping for, but looks like that's all I can get for you right now.
Still, thank you for trying at least.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could do more, but I'm mostly just a soldier that... No longer has an army to be a part of.
I got an army I don't want.
Got any of them armies?
But I'm more than willing to try it again sometime. Maybe we'll get lucky next time.
Yes, perhaps. Thank you for trying at least. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Okay, so what are you guys doing?
We've been doing a lot. We've been doing a lot of talking, Sean.
Yeah, you guys have definitely got the exposition out of the way. No, but I'm curious on what your plan is, because basically the last that I heard was that Hunk is sailing north.
You're sailing
And he's skirting the shoreline. Best estimate, this is probably going to take a day, at least. Maybe a few.
To get to the forest, right? That's where we were going? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where we're going, really. I mean...
Okay. So you're following the coastline, you're not trying to be... Do anything else in particular with it?
No.
Okay. We're not trying to be super subtle or anything. Like, this isn't like a super secret strike force or anything.
Yeah. No, you're good. So, yeah, you guys are just sailing along the coast over the course of the next day or two. Nothing befalls your ship. You pass a few trade ships, and some of them kind of look strangely at you. They fly up different flags of different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Can I roll to know what that means?
Same. Yeah, give me...
What do you roll to boat?
History?
Man, if I knew that, we would be doing better with boat stuff. So they really need to add boat stuff to D&D, so Wizards of the Coast, if you could make that happen.
Well,
is it a straight, like, int roll, maybe?
Would it be
just
history?
Intelligence, which is the same thing.
Yeah, let's go with the straight history.
19.
Nice.
Okay. 12. You would know that these are basically indications of either what city these ships are coming from, and some of them note different changes in weather in the directions that you're coming or going. All of the colors that you've noticed, you would basically know that, you know, it just means clear weather, and the others were just alerting you of their destination. They look at you funny, and as you kind of look around the boat, you notice a few things. So you notice, A, that the ship, when you look at the hull or the back end of the ship, usually ships are named, and you've noticed them going by. This ship has no name. This ship is also made of a wood that you have never seen before.
Our ship?
Yes. This is a very, very old ship. With all the dust and how old it seems, you're amazed that it's still afloat, but there isn't a crack in it. There isn't a leak anywhere. Because it's been moored up in that cave for a very long time.
Okay.
And it appears to be made of some sort of foreign wood that you cannot put your finger on what it is.
I can't put my finger on the boat? I'm just kidding. sorry, go ahead.
I have a thing. You were opening the box that you have, Kyle. And we just totally forgot that that happened at the end of last episode.
And people are going to be freaking out.
I was oh my God, we have to open the fucking box.
Open the box.
That was so important.
Open the box, didn't I?
And there was a deck of cards in there.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right. Okay. Why did I think I didn't remember what was in the box?
All right, so then canonically, just to wrap up that, I have the deck of cards in my pack, and for whatever reason, no one has asked me about Mystery Box just yet.
Yes, apparently.
Apparently. Okay, so okay. That's interesting, too. all right, yeah, we're just going to keep moseying on.
There was a deck of cards in there for people who saw that. Did you want to investigate the deck of cards further while you were in your
I would have
cabin?
Probably looked at the deck of cards, been kind of like, I don't know what the fuck this is. Or actually, let me retroactively, what would I have to roll to identify or investigate, or I guess investigation, I suppose, would be the button, or perception, whatever, to kind of get a sense of them and see what they are.
Yeah, give me an investigation check on it.
I rolled an 8.
An 8. When you flip it over and you kind of look at the cards, they depict different images of different monsters and people and things like that. Mostly monsters.
Okay. I just look at it and think it's maybe like a decorative deck of cards or something, and I chuck it in my bag.
Okay.
That's that for now. For now.
For now. Okay.
And then we'd continue, we mosey on, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, so this journey, you guys assume what you thought would take a day is taking into the third day. No ill weather has befallen you, but you do eventually come to the point where just where you're about to be like, man, what is happening? You see on the horizon a very thick, dense forest.
Okay.
What you assume is the Scarlet Coast Forest.
That's probably a good sign.
I mean, does there seem like to be a place that would be good for us to try to dock? I mean, it's, you know...
This forest appears to be very dense all the way up to the shoreline.
So there's nowhere for us to go. There's no shore or small beach.
I mean, you could moor up somewhere there. But generally, you would need to drop anchor and take a small boat anyway.
Okay, that's fine. Just making sure.
We're on a small boat.
Well, then take... Then take the flower carpet.
Hunk drops anchor, begins retying sails, and then walks to the side of the ship and pulls out a very, it's a smaller boat, but he does it almost single-handedly. He attaches some ropes to it and lowers it down and throws the rotten cargo net over the side for you guys to climb down.
I gotta say, Hunk is very proficient being a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
Hunk, you're
Hunk's
the best.
Dream.
Well, Captain...
You're doing great, buddy. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, great, Captain.
And he puffs his chest up and pounds himself on the chest with a fist proudly.
Man, Hunk was a great addition. All right. Let's row ourselves to shore, I guess.
Yep.
I mean, there's literally no discernible anything of importance.
It's just very dense. It's very dense. Almost like California redwood style dense. Huge trees filled in with smaller trees.
And Hunk is staying with the boat, right? Or is he coming with us?
I think he's staying.
It's up to you guys.
I don't know. I guess Dagna.
That's up to Hunk.
We need someone to keep the boat running.
I think we should keep Hunk here in case something terrible happens. Because no one ever lets something terrible will happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
You'll be all right by yourself, Hunk?
Hunk, good. Hunk, Captain!
You're a great captain, buddy. And she's gonna pat his shoulder.
I salute him.
He salutes you back. And he begins, he pulls out a mop and begins swabbing the deck.
Swabbing the poop deck?
Oh, so good.
Can anybody remind me, inspiration to anybody who can tell me the name of the person that you were looking for here?
That's cute. Did I even write that down?
I don't know. Let's look in the notes.
Podcast notes.
I don't remember being told the name.
I don't know.
I remember being told we had to go talk to the druids there.
Yeah.
Did I not say a name?
I think he did.
I think it was just the druids of the forest.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was...
I'm pretty sure I said a name.
He did.
Out of my mind.
Mm-hmm. And I'm That's shitty at taking notes, y'all.
Better than me.
Do you know, Sean?
I do know.
Oh, you do know.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I do know. Starts with a J.
Jarvis?
His name is Jor-El.
Jor-El.
Yep,
Jor-El.
Never come up with that.
Oh, he's related to Superman.
I know, that's the reason I remembered it.
What episode is this? 168?
Yes. So Lauren hastily taking notes.
She's writing Jor-El down now.
I feel called out right now.
I assumed it was pronounced or spelled Jor-L. Just thinking,
Kal-El.
Yeah, basically. All right.
Okay.
So we're looking for Jory.
I wonder if he's weak to green kryptonite as well.
So, okay, so you guys moor up and you begin making your way into the forest. Is there any way that you want to proceed?
Carefully.
In?
In is a good answer.
With my sword out?
So these trees are very tall and very dense. The very large trunks of some of the trees that appear to be hundreds and hundreds of years old give way to smaller trees at their bases that are just reaching for the sunlight. And as you guys make your way in, make me perception checks.
Ew!
Hey, a 15.
21.
Oh, crit!
Nice.
Nice. Ooh.
13.
24.
19.
Okay. All right.
Rolled above a 10. Nice.
Yeah, you guys did. So collectively, as you're looking around, the sounds of the forest are loud. There's obviously wildlife here, but you get the feeling that you're being watched.
I don't like this.
I don't know about everyone here, but I'm getting a little nervous being in this forest, yeah?
Yeah.
A little bit. But it's okay. We'll be fine.
I just don't know what other option we have. One of us could fly up in the carpet and see if there was anything in sight to give us maybe a better direction.
I am not sure.
It turns out that when I turn into a kobold, I have these wings now. I haven't tried them out that much, but I can.
You can
try
fly?
To do this.
You can
That's
fly.
Adorable.
Hey, listen, man, there is no wrong time to learn how to fly.
You could try.
We all sort of just sit back and look now. Like, do it, I guess.
Okay, just turn back a little bit. Let me try this.
I don't move at all.
I'm taking a big step back.
I'm stepping back.
Kellos, tries to flap his wings and runs and jumps and tries to, get going a little bit.
To reference the movies that should not be named, I picture you kind of like Watto in fucking Star Wars. You give it your best effort. After a little bit, you're able to raise yourself off the ground and you are now flying. Hovering.
Dude.
That's cool.
Okay, what do you see?
I see you guys. I haven't actually gone up and looked that far yet.
Go.
Okay. So you're just flying up above the canopy at this point?
Yep. I mean, he kind of does a couple tricks trying to show off, but.
Okay. Yeah, so you fly up, you kind of get your bearings, and then you fly up through the canopy of the trees. Above the trees, you can see great birds flying in the distance. And about a mile ahead of you, you see a clearing.
Hmm. Okay.
Give me a perception check.
All right. Is it sunny right now, Sean?
It is.
All right, then that is an 11 with a nat 1.
Oh, okay. Boy. Yeah, you just see the clearing.
All right. So with the slightly blinded by the sun, Kallus is going to fly back down to the rest of the party. There's a clearing, looked like about a mile ahead of us, that way.
Okay. We don't know really where the hell we're going, do we?
Not Stahl.
Yeah, you don't at this point.
Well, we need to find the druids who live here, so clearing is a good place to start. Right?
Hopefully there's a village there.
Okay. I'm just following you, I guess.
I mean,
I don't know where we're going.
Do you have? I was like, unless you have a better idea, I'm open. But
oh no, I am. I don't have a good history with druids and forests. I
am in general.
You hear? No, you don't.
Oh no!
Shit!
As a small goblin walks out from the trees and braces herself on her staff.
Oh.
Oh,
hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, fancy seeing you here again.
Hello, this is the first time we have met.
Hello. You pick pretty mean company. Tell me, why are you in this forest?
Hey, okay, so who am I talking to?
You are speaking to the goblin that you know from Silver Strings.
Okay. Kibbs.
Kibbs, yeah.
Kibbs.
Yep. Kibbs. Hi, buddy.
Hello.
It's interesting seeing you here. That's awesome. Maybe you can help us. Our buddy Cyrus here, he needs
Hello.
Some help.
What kind of help?
Well, help from someone called Jor-El.
You're here to see Jor-El?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you be here to see Jor-El?
To help me?
Please?
So you seek an audience?
Yes.
If it's not too much trouble.
Oh, it's a lot of trouble, let me tell you what. The last time I saw you, we had some issues, if you remember.
To be fair,
do you hate this forest too?
Hey, Kibbs, a lot happened in a short period of time. I think that first introductions were terrible, so why don't we try some new introductions, and maybe we can mend this tension between everyone, yeah? Can I do a persuasion?
Yes, give me persuasion.
Okay. Please don't fuck up. 13?
As much as I don't like you, you're asking to see Jor-El. I can't deny that. Okay, come with me.
Thank you, Kibbs.
And
Kibbs.
She turns,
I just sheepishly sort of walk by.
Begins walking through the forest, almost not treading on the forest floor itself, avoiding every possible stepping on a plant, just kind of making her way through the forest. And the way she goes through, it's kind of awe-inspiring. Especially because without her, you would have no idea where you were going. You guys would be lost almost immediately. And eventually, you come to what appears to be initially a clearing, but what it actually is several very large, like, lodgepole trees that go up, like, probably 100 feet, and there are platforms set into these trees. And she walks up to a small little wooden stump. Actually, it's a pretty large wooden stump. Stands on it and double taps her staff onto the stump. And as you're looking, a piece of like wood, almost like a cross section of a tree, begins to lower from one of these platforms above. And when it reaches that level, she steps onto it and looks at you. She says, "This way. Quickly, the sooner we do this, the sooner you can leave."
Dagna scuttles over there.
Same.
Yep.
Okay. As all of you load yourself onto this platform, she double taps, and you guys begin to rise off the ground, going up and up and up, and eventually reaching one of these upper platforms. All of these platforms appear to be strung together by rope bridges. There are small little makeshift huts put in there, as well as some little alcoves in the tree as it extends up further through the platform, where different, you know, homes and small shops are, you know, set up in kind of a ramshackle way. Not without thought, but definitely kind of not in the structure of a normal city. And she begins to walk, and as you guys are walking through, you guys are getting eyed very suspiciously by everybody that's there.
Daniel walks with confidence.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to keep walking.
Okay.
I would normally be like, waving at people, but I think maybe that now's not the time, and I'm just going to kind of sheepishly keep walking.
I think yep. Cyrus, like, sheepishly puts his hood over his head, and is like, for some reason, he's getting nervous right now.
Yeah. So, you guys hear bowstrings get taut as you make your way through from unknown places. As you eventually make your way from rope bridge to rope bridge, up and up further through this tree city, until you reach the tallest tree. And as you reach the tallest tree, you can see over the canopy of the trees. Callus, in your mind, you're like, how did I not see this? When you were flying up, you should have been able to see that there was a... like a very large, opulent, naturally wrought building on top of one of these platforms. And as you make your way through, two guards stand in front of the door. They part when Kibbs approaches, and you guys make your way in. It's a very open room. There's a bunch of seating area for different people, but they're basically logs. It's not, you know, carved chairs and things like that. And sitting at the head of the room on a, a naturally wrought tree, the top of the tree itself that's growing up into here, it appears to be a human with a beard that reaches down to his toes, a staff that appears to still be growing, even though it's not planted in anywhere. And he has one eye, and he stares you down, and he says, hello, what Boone, brings you here?
Boone is going to, like, push Cyrus forward, like, bit, 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 go.
I look back at Boone, he's like, seriously? Take off my hood and he's like, what's his name?
Jor-El.
Jor-El?
Jor-El. Yes, I am the one that they call Jor-El. The leaves may speak a different name, but that is what you may call me.
I kinda need your help.
Need my help? With what?
Saving my soul.
Your soul? Your soul is not mine to trifle with. I would not... help nor hinder. The natural course of things must be maintained. You do understand.
But a priest told me to come to you.
Did he say why?
Because a demon wants to eat and take control of my body?
As you say that, Kibbs, who was flanking you, takes a step back and eyes you up and down. Jor-El looks you up and down thoughtfully. And he stands with great effort. He's got, like, moss and roots clinging to him, and he creaks as he stands up, as he begins walking over to you very slowly, but with intent. And he looks you up and down, and he touches your shoulder, and then immediately recoils his hand. In your brain, you see a flash of darkness when he does this. And then his hand... when you look at it, there appear to be, like, leaves growing off of his fingers. They wither and die, and then drift to the ground.
I did not mean to do that. Are you okay?
And he says, no, I know you didn't. You bear a great evil within you. I'm sure that much you know. It must be extremely recognizable. I cannot help you, my friend, but I know of someone that might, or a place. It is close. Perhaps that is why you were sent here.
I'm sorry, Sean. I'm starting to feel like this is the whole, like, the princess is in the next castle over there.
No, that's fair. That's fair. He says, tell me, do you know of the Sarai's Sanctuary?
I don't.
History check.
Yeah.
Religion check.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm even better at that. 20.
12.
Crit? 20 or...
no. Unnatural.
The Sarai's Sanctuary, it rings a little bit of something in your brain. as a place dedicated to a very, very old god.
Okay.
One that you are unfamiliar of the name of, and it's almost myth at this point.
To Cam or Cyrus?
To Cam. Cyrus, it does not ring a bell to you.
It's like, who was that?
Perhaps the name Jazarian would ring a bell?
Is this one of the tabletop champion gods, or is this
religion?
No, this is an old D&D god.
That name sounds familiar.
It does sound extremely familiar. Crit! To Boone.
Okay,
Jazarian.
No, but it sounds familiar to me, right?
Yes, to Boone.
Okay, so I was like, I'm pretty sure I know that name, but Stephanie doesn't know why. Okay, so religion is what you want?
Yes.
Cyrus got a crit on that.
Crit I for got a knowing crit who Jazarian well. Is. Jazarian is an old god rumored to be the creator of all things.
That's
Jazarian is depicted as a serpent, a pearlescent serpent with wings.
I was like, I thought so. Okay.
That's an old religion.
Old, and though forgotten, is not missing its import. I would tell you to seek this place out.
How do I get there?
It is nearby. If you exit the city and make your way to the west, less than a half day's travel, you will come to a lone rock face. Give me one second. The entrance itself is hidden, though it is an illusion. I myself have not entered those hallowed halls, for it is not my place to enter. But should you trust yourself and walk off the cliff, putting your faith in this place, you perhaps should find the entrance. Or so it is rumored. I am not one to test your faith. That is for the Sarai Sanctuary to do so.
I'm kind of running low on faith at the moment.
Did you just tell us to take a long walk off a short pier?
And he says, son, faith brought you here. It is not the ill of heart to travel this long when they believe all hope is lost. Faith and hope go hand in hand, and I would tell you that you have more faith than you know.
Boone is going to walk up to Cyrus and stand next to him and say, Cyrus, I know that I can help you with this. We need to go.
And the guy looks at you, he's like, and he kind of is taken aback, and he's like, And he walks over to you and he says, may I? As he reaches his hand up towards your face.
Towards my face?
Mm-hmm. The side of your face that has this serpent.
Okay, I'll probably lean down a little bit to let him.
Oh, he's tall.
Oh, he's tall. Okay, my bad.
He's a human, yeah.
Oh, okay, then yeah, I'm just going to let him touch my face. It's probably like the only time you'll see me not flinch.
He runs the fingers of his hand that lost the leaves across this serpent, and the leaves on his hand begin to regrow anew. And he says, you have been kissed by Jazarian. I thought she had long perished. Perhaps not all hope for the world is lost. Boone, she has chosen you. Waste your life. Do not waste this opportunity.
Okay, hold on. I'm chosen?
It is not for me to decide that, but one who bears this mark, I'm sure, was not naturally given or created by man. No, I am certain this is a god-given trait.
I guess, is there anything you can tell me about Jazarian? Grisarian? How do you say it?
Jazarian.
Thanks.
That is for you to discover, child.
There's nothing you can enlighten me
with. I cannot walk this walk for you. I cannot make your choices for you. Me aiding you in your journey would be a hindrance in the long run. No, I am certain that it is not my place to tell you of such things, but for you to discover on your own, because virtue untested is not virtue at all. Strength untested is not strength at all.
So it sounds like those two need to walk off the cliff face. Should we all do it, or just like...
Oh, were you really not going to go?
Come on, Cam, I mean, you've been this far already.
I mean, what happens to people who aren't like the chosen ones?
I'll vouch for you.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure her words is worth a little bit more than mine at the moment.
All right, well, I'm just not going to go first, I guess.
Tell you what, Cam, I'll go first.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, I might take the lead on this one, you know. Chosen one over here. All right, let's go.
And that chosen one is going to go straight to your head, isn't it?
You know, thank you.
This is like the second time Stephanie's character's become the chosen one.
I secretly pay Sean every month.
Secretly, you guys all have little things, so... Don't just believe that one person is the chosen. Here's the thing. I can't choose anyone because if they die, I learned that the hard way the first season.
No, I just, you know, this is one place where I can help. I'll probably then say, well, thank you, Jarl, for your time. We really appreciate your guidance.
Yes, thank you.
And,
Before we go, would you perhaps be able to help with one of our fallen comrades? They were killed in a... Well, they were killed by Drow, and you believe their soul was stolen by some Good sort call. Of ghost or something?
I am unfamiliar. Do you know the name of the one that took their soul?
You said you saw threads, right?
Yes, that's what happened to Ghost Butler. A thread took him. It's like, I believe I can sketch up a image of the creature that took Brenna's soul.
Oh, God.
I said sketch. I said sketch, not paint.
Do it.
Okay, I've seen your sketches, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, there was that time that we were in, you were trying to make money, and I was keeping an eye on you.
Yeah.
You're doing caricatures. They didn't work out so hot. Those
French girls, yeah. got it. Do it. Sketch it up.
Okay. Performance, Sean?
No, I don't think you need performance. give me a performance.
All right. 15?
Yeah, you're able to draw this creature. I believe it was a hulking ogre-like creature is what it was at the time. You sketch this, and you hand it over to Jor-El, and he looks at it, and he says, interesting. This is what I know as an ogre. What is this? And he points to the little thread coming out.
It happened one time. We had a ghost butler, and...
A ghost butler?
Yes, he was a very well-mannered ghost. And he grabbed this thread, touched it, and yanked him away.
Thread, you say?
Yes.
And he looks over at Kibbs, and then he looks at you, and he says, you are not the only one to have seen this phenomena that is now wreaking havoc on the realm that I can feel. One of our own. Her name was Cordata. She fell, and upon the burial rites, her soul was reaped from its body.
What?
Yes, child. Not but 3 days ago.
What?
Then you... Do you know what's doing it?
I am unaware, but it is not this creature that you have drawn. It's something further and darker. And I fear that this is not the only place that it is occurring.
The Drow had a new god when we arrived there.
Yes, they...
Tell me of this god.
They bastardized their typical Lolth statues and added a half-elf face.
You are to tell me the Drow have forsaken Lolth for a different deity?
Oh, didn't we know the name of it? Shit.
Oh, shit. I wrote it down, but not on here.
I just checked the notes. It's not there.
I know. I just listened to that episode.
You guys gotta keep better track.
I know.
Fuck, because I totally rolled like a really good religion check and knew.
You did.
It was Asmodeus, wasn't it?
No, it was not. No. That was in the first dungeon.
I don't know.
Well, it was.
I'll tell you guys one time because I know that you did know it. It's Krizakth.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Krizakth, the Anathema.
Could you spell that for me?
K R I Z A K T H. And the only reason you would know that is because you would have read something above the temple. That's the only way you know the name.
Right.
Sweet. So then we describe Krizakth.
Yeah. The only name that we saw was Krizakth?
And he ponders for a minute and he says, I do not know this name, but I fear that it's not something that should be spoken in the more polite areas of the world. If you'll excuse me, I have some research to do.
And research.
He sits down on his stump again as his features go kind of grayish and like almost more rigid as he puts his hand on the arms of this tree and his fingers extend roots that then wrap into the tree as he closes his eyes and sits there almost wooden.
Okay. Is he all right?
Are there other druids in here, right?
Just Kibbs. Kibbs says.
Does he often do this?
His mysteries aren't for you to know unless he tells you. I think that we're done here. Are you guys ready to go?
Yes. Would anyone here be able to cast a spell on our fallen comrade to perhaps keep her from decaying?
You what? You brought a dead person here?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Do you want us to just to preserve her?
That would be helpful, yes. If that is something you're capable of.
That is something we are more than capable of. We have a great reverence for the dead. Not for you, but I'll do it for her.
They're having this conversation, Dagna's actually just going to slip back outside and just kind of collect her thoughts with the news of Cordata's death.
Okay. Because you were friends with Cordata.
They were like sisters.
Okay.
Oh, now that we're friends, I have to run after her. When I see Dagna run, I'm gonna go after her.
Oh, no, she's just gonna politely, just quietly, kind of try to sneak out a little bit. So,
oh, okay, so maybe I wouldn't notice.
I don't know.
Do we roll stealth?
I don't know.
Are you trying to get noticed or no?
No, I think she's just gonna kind of like while they're having that conversation, hopefully while everyone's distracted, she's just gonna just slip outside.
I wouldn't follow then.
All right. That's it. So you make your way outside. The rest of you guys, what are you doing?
I think we need to go to that temple.
I'm sort of just, again, sheepishly being quiet to avoid fighting with Kibbs.
Okay.
So are we getting a spell, like, preserved for Brenna?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you would bring out the body. Several druids would make their way around. They would wrap the body in, a rattan kind of thing and reverently carry the body to the lower level where then they would entomb her at the base of the tree.
Oh, are we entombing her or are we just like preserving her and shoving her in the bag?
When they open the thing, there appears to be hundreds of bodies that are here that are in this rattan. It appears to be a place of storage for corpses.
So we'll have to leave here.
Yeah, were we looking for long-term corpse storage, or did we just want to, like, turn her into a mummy?
Like a six, or is there, like, a six-month lease kind of thing going on?
I mean, what's your guys' plan here?
Do we have to pay extra for climate control, or?
They pay no mind to you whatsoever.
No. This is all not happening in the game. No, I know. I'm very confused as to what we're really doing, but I'm quiet about it.
Yeah,
so far it seems respectful, so I guess we're cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess. I mean, it's not like super disrespectful, so I guess we're good.
Mm-hmm. So
it feels better than just having her sitting in your bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely better. I don't know if it fixes anything, but it's better.
It kind of puts a Band-Aid on it?
It's closer to like burying her, I guess. So, yeah, okay.
Okay. After meeting with Jor-El, you feel like you would be able to come back. You don't feel like you're shunned from this place. So should you want to get her corpse again for whatever reasons, you would be able to...
Oh, Jesus.
What have we done?
I know. Oh my god. I regret everything. All right, well, so, I guess we should start wandering west. We got about a half day's walk ahead of us.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys make your way into
excuse me. You make your way into the trees in the direction specified, and after a short walk, you don't feel like you're being observed anymore. You come to this rock face. It appears to be vertical, as though if you were to jump off the cliff, you'd have to make your way to the top. And there appears to be a rock jutting out from the center of it.
Well, was this the part that we had to have faith for?
Sure looks like it.
Yes. I'll take the first step.
I don't know. Are you sure you don't want me to go first?
Look, I'm already dead. If I die, it's not a big loss to everybody.
Hey. You belittle yourself. You need to stop that, Cyrus.
We didn't come here for nothing. I mean, come on.
I mean, you guys definitely didn't come here to fuck spiders.
Cyrus. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'll respect whatever you want to do, but I would encourage that I go first.
I feel I need to take this step.
Then I will let you do it.
I think Cyrus just like gets to the edge of the rock and just like lifts up his foot and just like it's like here goes nothing. And
you got this, buddy.
Puts his foot down.
Okay. Yep. You take your step off. And as you do so, you feel yourself falling. The rest of your group sees your cloak billowing behind you and your clothes as you fall and fall. And we'll pick up next week.
Ah!
That's super shitty, Sean.
It is.
Well,
oh, man, I thought you were going to Indiana Jones it.
Right?
I was like, I saw this movie. We got it.
Yeah, exactly. Kneel at the end. No. Well, as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi, at texting or calling us at 7575champs. Still don't know what we're going to do with it. It is a thing that exists. You can check out our Discord.
You can leave us messages.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. We have a voicemail we're going to get off and listen to as a group right after this recording. So it's already happening, guys. All right. Anywho, you can also keep in touch with us on our Discord, turtle.fyi/discord. You can check out our website in general, turtle.fyi. There's a whole bunch of different links to our Patreon, our store, any number of things, maps from the episodes, all sorts of good stuff. And of course, you can always follow us on Twitter at tabletopchamps. You can follow me at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer, and I'm scared out of my mind.
I'm at Nat 20 Stuff.
I'm at the Net One Lady.
Till next time. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. This is hot ketchup.
Hi, it's Melissa, RPG Yogi again. I feel like we haven't talked in a while. Are you ignoring me? I mean, I just don't understand. You know what? I give up. I give up on this. I told you how I felt. I told you that I liked the podcast and nothing. I don't get anything from you. Is it another subscriber? Is it another listener? Is that what it is? I bet that's exactly what it is. Who is it? You tell me their name. You know what? It doesn't even matter. It's fine. It doesn't even matter. I'm going to erase your number. I'm sorry. No, you know what? I'm sorry. I know I'm freaking out. I know you're busy. Oh, this is RPG Yogi, by the way. Call me. Bye.